بسم الله الرحمن
بسم
الرحيم.
الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا، نصفه أو انقص منه قليلا، أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك، يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم dear listeners and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran. In the previous session we talked about noon and ra, and in this session we're going to talk about ta, da, and ta. So let's first hear some verses from Surah Mutaffifin recited by Sheikh Saad Al-Hamidi.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wailun yawma'idhin lilmukaththibin alladhina yukaththibuna biyawmiddin. وَمَا يُكَذِّبُ بِهِ إِلَّا كُلُّ مُعْتَدٍ أَثِيمٍ إِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِ آيَاتُنَا قَالَ أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. كَلَّا بَلْ رَانَ عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. كَلَّا إِنَّهُمْ عَنْ رَبِّهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَمَحْجُوبُونَ. ثُمَّ إِنَّهُمْ لَصَالُو الْجَحِيمِ. ثُمَّ يُقَالُ هَذَا الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تُكَذِّبُونَ.
You just listened to Sheikh Saad Al-Hamidi reciting Surah Mutaffifin. Here with us we have Brother Muhammad Reza. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
So let's get started.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Okay, for this program, we're going to discuss and we're going to practice learning the correct pronunciation and the correct way of pronouncing the letters Ta, Dal, and Ta. All three of these letters are pronounced from the same place of articulation. However, the characteristics of each of these three letters is different. That is why they give a different sound. For example, ta and ta, both of these letters are voiceless consonants, but ta has istifal and infitah, while ta has itbaq and isti'la. So that is why the sound is different. And when we say isti'la and istifal, we mean that, first of all, isti'la is that the deepest part of the tongue, the very back portion of the tongue, raises toward the roof of the mouth when pronouncing a letter that has isti'la. And here, ta has isti'la. So whenever we pronounce ta, the back portion, the deepest part of our tongue, raises towards the roof of the mouth. But when we pronounce ta, this does not happen. So that is why their sound is different from each other. We will recite Surah Mutaffifin from verse 11 onwards, and Brother Murtaza, Please repeat after me. Okay.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
الذين يكذبون بيوم الدين.
الذين يكذبون بيوم الدين.
وما يكذب به إلا كل معتد أثيم.
وَمَا يُكَذِّبُ بِهِ إِلَّا كُلُّ مُعْتَدٍ أَثِيمٍ
وَمَا يُكَذِّبُ بِهِ إِلَّا كُلُّ مُعْتَدٍ أَثِيمٍ
وَمَا يُكَذِّبُ بِهِ إِلَّا كُلُّ مُعْتَدٍ أَثِيمٍ
إِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِ آيَاتُنَا قَالَ أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ
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 Okay, in these three verses that we recited, starting from verse number 11, الَّذِينَ يُكَذِّبُونَ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينِ In this verse, we have dal in the word الدِّين. And dal, first of all, the place of articulation of dal is the tip of the tongue touches a portion behind the plates of the two top front incisors and the gum region over there as well. So that's how dal and ta and ta, they have the same place of articulation. But dal, unlike ta and ta, is a voiced consonant. That means whenever dal is pronounced, the vocal cords in the vocal tract are close together, and when airstream passes the vocal cords, this causes a vibration in them. And that's why the sound of dal is different from ta and ta. In verse number 12,
وَمَا يُكَذِّبُ بِهِ إِلَّا كُلُّ مُعْتَدٍ أَثِيمٍ
In this verse, we have another dal in the word mu'tad. Dal, mu'tad, mu'tadin athim. So again, we have a dal sound. We have only one dal in this verse, and that's in the word mu'tad. And we have one ta sound, in the same word, mu'tad. Ta, da. So ta and da, they have the exact same place of articulation. Ta and da, they both have the characteristic of istifal and infitah. The only difference between them is that ta is voiceless, has a characteristic called hams, and dal is voiced. Jahr has the characteristic of jahr. So that's why their sound is different. Ta, da, ta, da. So as you can see, there's a difference between their sound. So this was the 12th verse. Now the 13th verse. إِذَا تُتْلَى In the word tutla, we have two ta sounds. Tutla, tutla. The first ta has a dhamma, has a haraka, but the second ta has a sukoon and doesn't have a vowel.
إِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِ آيَاتُنَا
ta, again in the word آيَاتُنَا we have a ta sound.
إِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِ آيَاتُنَا قَالَ أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ
In the word أَسَاطِير we have ta, we have the ta sound. We said that ta has a heavy sound and has the sifa isti'la, which ta doesn't. So it's pronounced like this.
Asatir, asatir. Qala asatirul awwalin.
We don't have any other letter such as dal, ta, or ta in this verse.
So let's take a break and we'll be right back.
Ya Rabbal Alameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين
Welcome back. You're listening to Let's Recite the Quran on the Call of Islam Radio. We're reciting Surah Mutaffifin, verses 14 and 15 by Brother Muhammad Rasa.
كلا بل ران على قلوبهم ما كانوا يكسبون.
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 كلا إنهم عن ربهم يومئذ لمحجوبون.
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 ثم إنهم لصالو الجحيم.
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 Okay, we just recited verse number 14, 15, and 16 of this surah. In verse number 14, as you could notice, we made a very short pause on the word bel. And in some Qurans, actually in most Qurans, you'll see a small sin on top of this word bel. This sin stands for sekta, which means that whenever we see words that have this sign, this sin on top of them, it means that we should make a short pause without breathing. That means we stop on the word, we don't breathe, and then we continue reading the rest of the verse. Like this.
Kalla bal arana ala qulubihim ma kanu yaksibun.
So this scene indicates that we have to stop on the word and continue the rest of the verse without taking breath. Okay, now let's see if this verse has the letters ta, ta, and dal. In this verse, verse number 14, none of these letters are in this verse. So let's go to verse number 15. Verse number 15 again, none of these three letters are present. And also in verse number 16, none of these letters are there. Okay? So let's recite the next verse of Surah Mutaffifin.
ثم يقال هذا الذي كنتم به تكذبون.
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 Okay, in verse number 17, we have the first ta sound, and the word كنتم, كنتم, كنتم. So we have the first ta sound in the word كنتم, and we have the second ta sound in the word تكذبون. So let's recite this verse again and pay attention to the ta sound in this verse.
ثم يقال هذا الذي كنتم به تكذبون. ثم يقال هذا الذي كنتم به تكذبون. صدق الله العلي العظيم.
Thank you, Brother Muhammad Mirza, for coming, and thank you, listeners, for staying with us. You can send us your comments and questions to our email address at coi@irib.ir. That is coi@irib.ir. Till next time, goodbye.
ودعوتك